but I want one specific topic. I'm trying to wade through here a little bit. And that's the topic that's both relevant to both the fifth and sixth parak. And it relates to something Ru was discussing the other day about the din of Motzei Shviz and plants that go into Yerakos or other plants that go into Motzei Shviz. Lefumriyata, we have the klalim. The Gemara Rashan talks about, the Rash talks about earlier, the Ram talks about that the kedush shviyas is totally on ilan basar chanata, and yerek is basar lakita, and tuas has and zeis marav shlish, and odor is doichin. According to the Mishnah, is mishnah shoshan halacha. It's from Gemara Pri, and that goes both from shish to shviyas and from shviyas to shviyas. That seems to be straightforward. So, but it's not so straightforward, because even though if you were to read the Rambam in Perek Dal Shmid Yovel and start with Halacha Tes, that's what it would sound like. Echad Hashanah was Shmid Yovel. Perek Shishna was Shvias. He gives you all the Klal. Okay, he holds Onus Chanan to the same as Onus Maishrus. We mentioned that. Perek Dalet, Shmita Yovel, and Esrog has his own little unique details. And then Halacha Gimel, Vachem Perushiyas, Yatsam Motzei Shviyas, Betzua Kinesi, and also Chanan Onas Amayish. But Prague was Shishim Aruz Adochan, Paul Mitzvah Zerah Lizera, Acher Gemar Pri. Vayarak Acher Likitosa. And in Halacha Tezvav, he explicitly says that all of our Zara B'Shvi is Yosel Shminis. If it's Zara L'Zara, so Ben Zara Ben Yarek Asur Ben Osei Shvi Shara Svichem, because then it's the din of Zara, and then it's then it follows Gemara Pri. I think the previous halacha. Once you show Zara B'Shvi Shnei Gapere Korma Shana Shal Shvius. In the previous halacha, he said, "Follow Mitzri." If it follows Zera, then it goes by Gemara Pri. And if it's Yerek, then we follow follow Lakita. And see the same thing with Shvius and Shminis. When Zera LeYerek, all the milk of Shminis, when Yerek is Zera Mutter. Zera LeZera, LeYerek is Zera also Mishum Svichem Yerek Mutter. Okay, if you start here, read the Rambam. You can start five halachas before. You'd be in good shape. The problem is, you can't stop not stop five halachas before. So there's two Mishnayos here. The Mishnah Perek Hey Mishnah Hey and Perek Vav Mishnah Dal. At least there's two Mishnayos, and your Vav Gimel may or may not be relevant. But these two Mishnayos, which Rambam explicitly connects one to the other. Mimasim Mutram Lika Chlof Motzayi Shvius Yidam Rem Yad V'Chomer Mishiyar BeHachodesh. That's Hey Hey, and Vav Dal. Mimasim Mutram Lika Yerek Motzayi Shvius Mishasak Yotziba Osa Bachir Huter Hafil Rabbi Yidulika Yerek Motzayi Shvius Miyad. So there's some sort of an iser to be lokeach, or potential iser to be lokeach loaf and or yerek, or neither, both neither, in Motzei Shvius. Now, Rebbe and splits, not necessarily the same machlokas. According to the Groz Geres of Yerushalayim, it's dafka, not the same machlokas. Rebbe Huda is mekel and loaf. Echonim say loaf requires riboy hechadosh. And in Vav Dalid, so Rebbe's Mekel and Yerek, and the Tanakama requires Mishas Yotzibo, or Asa Bachir, have new crop starting right. So what is this? L'chora, both Yerek and Loaf are Basar Lakita. So Shafal, Yerek, we know is Basar Lakita. So its Allah is. The Rash said before, when he loaf shaval lakita, the Rash pointed out Mishnah Gimel. He assumes loaf is a form of a yarek. So if that's the case, so what's the problem with the Shvius? What's the Shvius is all mutter? So one could have said, perhaps, that this is all achshash. That yes, yeah, true. Whatever's nilkat in the Shvius in Motzei Shvius is mutter. But we're going to the stores. You don't know. You're buying from someone who's chashut. You don't know what's what. When can you be toila? That's lakula. The rash. The Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Dalid says that this is other words. Rashi might actually think that's true. I'm not sure. Not way the way. Maybe, I think it's a machlokes. I think it seems like it's a machlokes what the Rashi said. In Perek Vav Mishadal, the Rashi says Miyash Shkiyotzeba. I mean, wasn't Mishkiyotzeba. That means Miyash Nizra Motzoy Shviyas to Talinan Beheter. Inam Mneisha Rabo Heter Al Iser Vnis Batal. Yaval gav the biyarek azlin abas lakita mikol mokam chayshinon shelo yehi chayshinon shelo yehi nilka b'shvius the old director engineer magidul b'shvius lo azlin abas lakita mamashem afarish lakaman be can't read the next thing what does it say
Paraktes.
So the Rash says clearly the reason for this isser is a chash. Rash says rather there's the nilkat b'shvius is the definition of klutz b'shvius for svichim as well. So what's the problem? The problem is only going to be a concern of payers that were choshish for payers in the Mishvias, or for payers. He's Ayin Perek. That's where he explains Nilka's Lavdafka. You can have Nigmar is also going to for Yer. Fine, but the point is we're concerned with what's happened in Shvias, and even though, and even something that's Vadai, that's Nilka Basar, and in principle, therefore it. It's. I just read this. I thought the Rashi would hold that if it's you know for sure. Let's say I know for sure. It's my own fruit. I know for sure it was not nigmar or nilka until motzei shvius. So it should be motzei. We're talking about a tliya. We're talking about a tliya. I go to the store and I don't know what's what. So after a certain amount of time, I can be toilet. Toilet bet. After what time, when I see the new crop is already
shasta. Could be other people watching you eat it. Could it be chashash and other people watching you eat it?
Could
even if you know that it was from Motzei Shvius.
Could be. My point is, I guess the point.
I was going to make the opposite. If you know that it's from Shvius, it's also even after.
Well, the Rashi definitely says that. The Rashi writer goes on to say that in Tosefta sounds like there's some heter of Mishas Kiyotzei, but even on quote unquote Sfirei Shvius. Now he says he thinks it's not this way, and he says maybe you can miyashiv it. The reason why. And then Dika, my intellectual starting point is that it's a chiddush to say something like that. I mean, the problem is, follow Basa Lakita. So, if there's no hechra to say otherwise, why should there be any more of an issur? Now, the lashon of Rashi at the beginning is a little may not imply that, because he says, Mishas goes to Mimashin Nizra. Why do we care about Mashin Nizra Motzei Shvius? We should care about Mashin Nilka Motzei Shvius. No, unless it's just the Metzias, some sort of Metzias that things aren't Nilkat so much. I don't know. In Motzei Shvius, if there were Nizra, only the new thing we get to get, you have a lot around when there are Nizra Motzei Shvius. That Will's word sounds a little bit like the Lekita. If you have something that wasn't Nizra Motzei Shvius, you're going to have a problem. You need a Roiv or a Tliya, at least something that was Nizra Motzei Shvius. And otherwise, it's also why should be aser? Why should be aser? Avgai elzim basal kitzim. Maybe the way you would read it is since kol chashin shloim and nilka b'shvius, maybe they were goyzer. I've made a blank gzeira that until this point in time, all yarekas are aser. Even if I know this yarek is for, you know, by the time it finished growing, it was zichr mitzvah. No shot. But it doesn't matter. They were goyzer because people get confused. So maybe because of maris, I don't know why. Because they get confused, so then they were goyzer. The rashi a little unclear. Let's put this together with the Yerushalmi question, but the big question: what did the Yerushalmi mean? Also, the Yerushim and the Yerushalmi. In Hey, the Rash quotes the Yerushalmi's question. Yerushalmi, according to our Gersa, the Yerushalmi, the Grod Shasoyo has a totally different opposite Gersa. But according to our Gersa, the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is asking on Yehuda Shita, whom actually we don't pass flank in either direction, and the Rambam does not at least, that how come he was Mekel on Leif Miad, and he was Machmir on Yerek. So the way the Rishonim says, Gozer Olof will Gozer Yerek. He's trying to say with Olof is Mutter. Why is Gozer Olof? So the Groh actually has the opposite gears. He says that he's asking the Chamashita, or the Machmir Olof. But he says so. Perish my time. Read the Klomar. So he says Gozra Alof Shlo Yakar So Beshvius Ela Beshine B'Marufos Shleis Beshame B'Karon B'Shelo. Since it's hard to Yeshinoi that's the Rash thinks. The Beis Hillel, who says you have to do a karedim, even as more makel the Meshami, it's still a shinui. Hilkum Mitzvah is lo shriach the Yisura. You won't be likely to have a nilka di Yisura. Well, Yerak lo gozru lo tolshem ki yorchei, shriach man bi Yisura b'shminis. That could, fine, that's probably fine. The question is, are we chosh for nilka b'shminis? And the question is, what's the next line mean? When it says...
Nilka b'mutzai shviz,
no? No, nilka b'mutzai shviz would be fine.
Not,
are we choshesh? The problem is, are we choshesh for nilka b'shviz? Because the reason for the iser is because it's domi lavos karka, so it's only an iser to be you require a shin if you want to be a tolesh, the loaf, that's mesh, hey, dalet, on shviz. So, is there a concern? Motzai shviz... I'm just. Anything from it's for Shias, you will assume not Nilka and Shias. Yeah, it was for Shishas, and it's been sitting out for a long time. Right. Because people. And that's the file of Kalash Rishalmi, even on Shias itself, you should assume it's for the sixth year. And Rishalmi answered, Mishani. And the answer is, Bitamaran and Kaiman. We're talking now. The question is how to read this line. So, again, what does it mean? We're talking about a case where the guy's taking something minatama. Meaning the way. So now it's a little unclear. I mean, the presentation is the Shah's saying the case. The Mishnah is that the guy Motashi is taking something that was clearly tamun, and now the question is when it was nilka. And that's where we say that loaf's mutter, because. Because Mistama, as he says, comes from Meshayim B'Tom and Nakayim. That he who the means ain't derech ochel b'shinoi, kila Tom no motzei shvius. So when then that's going to man number holds loaf is mutter, and the Chum say loaf is aser. See the group. Hold on for a second. Fine. So it's. Because they're choshesh. So okay, so far there's nothing compelling from the way the Rashi and Yerushalmi may think that says that there's a new oyster or something that's vaday in Motzei Shvius. The Sora is first the Dika before the Tosefta that the Rashi struggles with. The Rama quotes, but the question is after where the Rashi is, you know. He struggles with Tosefta. I'm not sure where after, I'm a little clear to me what, after he's done with Tosefta where that leaves him. But some the Tosefta sounds like saying something. Tosefta said doesn't up to, you know, the Mishnah in Vav Dal and Hey is talking about Meimasim Mutar Odom Likach. So the Mishnah, as you can certainly learn, is all a question of sakes. You have something and you're not sure where it's from. You're, that's what your Shami presents in your toilet. Why are you toilet? You have rove. You have rove from all sorts. Whatever the cheshbonos are, you need a rove. You just stuff it. Whatever. Again, that's the plot of what you need. But it's all sakas questions. The Tosefta is the most clear. Not that way. Solom shenichasum er she's lishvias. Oshi yatsu she's the most. That lushen sounds very strongly like yatsu nichnasu. That there's no sakas. That is on. They're in the ground. They're heading into crossing over the threshold, and. They're aser unless asuk yotzbem. It's chayes of word in Tosefta. No, but the question is, why should you need a matter? What's the previous iser? Lakita, you're lucky in shminis. That's the problem. That's the problem. What is there? So,
there's different gears in the set.
What? Different gears, sir?
Yeah, the Gemara
I think has something like that. But either way, what this are? The point is Nilka and Shminis.
Yeah.
Unless you, it doesn't sound like you necker. In Vav Gimel, the Rash talks about it being took it out and being oiker and putting it back in. So they're separate lakitas. So then you have shias, subsequent gidulin. But yatsu does not sound that way. Yatsu sounds like, I mean, you can make an ukimta. Maybe. Doesn't say that, maybe. But, again, the Rash end of the day thinks that stuff is against Yerushalmi. So I don't know. And they
say,
but I read Biarak Shal Sifu B'Tzalim. Once he said we're talking about the Biarak Shal Sifu B'Tzalim, maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
What do you mean by Yesh Yashim Fish to Yerushalmi?
The end of this Rash towards Yesh Yashim, Nietzsche tries to Yashim with Yerushalmi. Doesn't seem that's his problem. His issue seems to be, is it possible that after the Zman of Yotzebo, what's the matter? But he doesn't seem to have an issue with Tosefta. That one second, forget the Tosefta's something totally something new over here. He doesn't raise that point. Is that because he's not reading Tosefta that way, or is that because he was always reading everything that way? That wasn't a Chiddush Tosefta. Just, I'm not so clear in the Rash. I will note that the Torah's Rhyme, I think, reads the Rash when he presents on Vav Dalet. He quotes Rashi or again, he doesn't quote the whole story. What's that one line? Avla Yarkos in Basil Kitam, Koma Hashin Shloya Nilkam Nashvius. What's that one line from the Rash? And he says, he named him for, but that's Rashi, Birakos and Nilka to Vishminas, the Ainalam Kusha Shvius. Amagan Kushim Gir Shvius. Period. He just says, he just says that the Yarkos, he named him for from this line of the Rash. The birakos and milka to b'shminis, the ain aleim kedusha shvius, and ain b'hem gamkim b'shum zera shviusim. I think it's interesting, and he contrasts that with the Rambam. The Rambam, as we'll see, quotes the Rambam is quoted in the Betzalim. He says he presents the machlekes the Rambam and the Rash. The primary evidence of the Rambam is he quotes the Tosefta of the Betzalim. So I'm not sure how he, you know, the Rash also quotes the Tosefta of the Betzalim a little later, but that is the way. It is tempting to read the Rash that way because the Rash sounds like that should be the only problem. It is that part of the Rash. The Chaznish does not think the Rash means that. The Chaznish thinks that everyone agrees that there's an Isser here. Some sort of Isser. We'll discuss the Rav maybe. The Chaznish writes, and he thinks the Rash is a Chumrah. He thinks the Chaznish is a Simitas. Yudalat Hazvav, at the end of Yudzayin, gives you Yudzayin gives you a sequel. Dinim Olam, all the column of things that start from Shish and go to Shvius, things that start from Shish and go to Shvius. It's a nice summary of at least the way he understands all the different cases of different Shitas. So he learns as a. He's pushed him that the Rash, as I think the Mishnah Rishayna also.
In terms of
the community, the Rashi's matching the Kudia doing Shal Shvius. After Kyoto, what does Shal Shvius mean? Milk and Shvius? Something about that's the case. That's exactly my question. What gives that Dinah Shvius? Are we talking about milk of the Shvius? Are we talking about Yatsulish, Goddal, or Nizra, and Goddal Shvius, and Yatsulish Shvius? That's what sounds like from the Tosefta. I think the. Find my bearings in this thing here. I think the. Where's the Mishnah Shana?
Right, a little after this.
After this?
After that section.
Ah, there we go. I think he presents it. Oh, the fifth paragraph, the sixth paragraph, right? The fifth. The. Here, Va'ola, he says in hey. To the oil let me divrei harash, befeir shayushalmi hu. I'm not sure, again, it's Hekrach, they read the Rash, he reads the Rash also. The ilu oikar haloif befaneinu, the Messiah Shvius, moider bhu de usr, the Shema shal Shviusu. Shal Shviusu what? In what way? when it was gadol on shvias. El harachash in a okar atzal, maybe in a okar biyadu, in a baaretz. That's the whole discussion. When the Rishalmi says betamun, the way he reads the Rashi, meaning Rishalmi, it says betamun, meaning the shayla is betamun. Dasha lekla mecha shem l'shal shvias and shrei gazu al alof l'okar b'shinu dafka. Rishal shvias and l'tarach l'hai l'okar b'shinu. That's the story. So the Talmud is that your toilet's beshishes. That's been sitting there forever. Because it's Talmud, so obviously it wasn't just Necker now. It wouldn't have been Talmud just for a short period of time. It must have been from a long time before. And it's not Mestamber, it's from Shishas. So Mestamber's from Shishas. That's the way he reads the Rashi's reading of the Yerushalmi. So, a little unclear, again, what's this, if this Isser exists. The Rambam, well, certainly sounds like this Isser exists. There's some sort of Isser here.
Again, you're discussing an Isser of something that
something
you know
that's
comes out
the, really, the din is that Nilka, that Shvius, Svichim, Yarek's Basel Lakita, perhaps Basel Gemara Pri. But and that should apply to Svichim, and that should apply to Kedusha Shvius. And now all of a sudden we have this din that's clearly the Rashi based on a possibility of confusion. That's explicit in the Rashi. But maybe it goes beyond just when I'm confused. I mean, they became the Chazal and Bagoyz are a new din because of the potential confusion that in Motzei Shvius until Kedesh Yasi Yosebem there is a. There is an Isser. The Rambam.
If I know for sure,
it's Nilkan and Shminas.
The Rambam sounds close.
The Rambam sounds like a Tosser. The Rambam, except for Yerek not. The Rambam passes Yerek not, because presumably the Pshat is again. The Rambam also agrees. It's based on the possibility of error. So Yerek, since whatever the Rotam is, if it's the reason that the Rashi, the reason is because maybe a pair of some Chutzlarets, since the Metzias is that the market is flooded, so it's not most of anyway is Shel Shemini, so it never goes there.
It's still kind of
you know, everyone's going to be, it starts from there. There's no eternal reasons, I think. We'll have to discuss the right reason shortly, but there's no essential reason for the Rambam being Larash to answer this, but the Rambam is clear. This is Xavier. The Rambam in Dalet Hey, Dalet Vav, Svichim Shal Shvius Yotzal Motzei Shvius Asurim BeAchilo. Period. May Tosh Shalom BeYad Al Chorish Kedarka Mehem Ro Kedarka BeYad Motzei Asur Svichim Shvius Motzei Shvius May Rosh Hashana Dar Chanukah. Mechagel Svichim Mutarim. Then Ar Chanukah that Svichim Shvius Yotzal Motzei Shvius. He has a klal. It's like because it's based on a different Tosefta. They're Asur and Al Chazan includes in the Bitzalim. Bitzalim again a lot of a lack of. Confusion because he doesn't say Chanukah there, so one of the issues doesn't say Chanukah. So the Tzomol Neacharinim does, you know, in Halacha Hey gives Vav gives it. I'm sorry, he gives the Shir of Chanukah. Halacha Zayin, he says Tzom Shavuot from Shvius and Motzei Shvius im Asuk Yotzei Mutarim. What's his Osefta? V'imav Asurim. V'chein Shabbos saying Lochem as Shvius. Then gets in Lochem by Peiros. But again, that's the first mention. Up to that point, it's Shiyatsu. So Shvius El Mishiyasu Kiyotzei and Peiros Motzei Shvius. Fine. Even though again Halacha Tesef obviously says with Yerek that isn't true. So he means he's distinguishing the Yerek and other things. But Solim for some reason don't have the Yerek, or the Chazanish asked the question, why shouldn't Solim be the same as Yerek? It's obviously not, he's like, he says Ram Sosim, he's not really sure why. Right. True. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between Solim and Yerek? Yerek, just the Metzius difference for this particular Prat, there's some sort of a difference. So that's actually Tumul in the Achrin. I saw him quote the Pasal Shulchan. Pasal Shulchan thinks it's you need Torah Zoram quotes him, and I have to look it up. But that he thinks it's either us or until Chanukah. It's definitely until Chanukah, and even after Chanukah, it's also Mishas Kiyotziba. And the Chaznish and the Torah Zoram himself thinks the other way around. The Zoram comes first. It's also until Chanukah or Mishas Kiyotziba. Okay, but that's a prat. But the Rambam is pretty clear that there's some issue with Mary Kurkus writes like it's not surprising at all. Mary Kurkus writes over here, Chilas Havah Pshutim Koimis Rabim Shasvichim Shotim Soi Shviz Asurim. Okay. So Perak Vavim Yemasim Lukim Yemar Shviz? So Dar Pasha, like he doesn't find this at all the least bit surprising. I should just note.
Wait, which
one? In Perek Dal Halacha He. She notes.
Shoot them goes around.
Yeah, I'm a little navoch in Rasa Rash. I will. The Ravid. This is, talks about this. The Ravid has a comment here where the Ravid says. The must again. What did Ram say? I must ask Suri Shvichi Shvius. So what are we talking about? What's the case? Given there is such an issue. So this is Sir, it says Sulchana, or to Yasi Yotzitan. And we're talking about what? We're talking about, comes Chana, comes Yasi Yotzitan, it's Mutter. What's Mutter? And from that point on, if you're located, it's Mutter, or even the Svichim and Elkotim are Mutter. So the...
In the Rambam.
So the Chazanish thinks that's the machloek of the Rambam and the Rash. He says he thinks the stima sedvarim in the Rambam is mashma. That everything's mutter, even if it's tolish. This is because the whole gzeir tzrich eshvim yotzim masay eshvim asur machila bein tolish. But most asurim tzrich eshvim masay eshvim mashal machanak and machanak tzrich mutar. Meaning because really that this is Chazanish stands Rambam. Really, they should all be mutter. The whole reason is Xera because it's the doima. So it's you can call Marasain if you want. So once you're holding after Shvi, it's no longer doima. So Mela, it's mutter, and it was Asrtaki up till now it becomes mutter deed. And the Ravid thinks you can't, and that we think the Rash are. He thinks the Shakal Tari and the Rash about whether they become mutter or not is about that. When the Rash talks about, when the Rash has that lashon of with the Sefta Mashon, a few would be a doom shall shvius. Shame shall shvius shari kishasu biyotzevem. He doesn't mean, and what's the back and forth? He doesn't mean shall shvius that there were no shvius. This is a Chazanish point. He says no one ever said that shvichem there were nilkatam shvius become mutter. That's there are asurim. Period. That's like every machal is asurim.
There is someone who says it.
Chazanishim don't ever.
Yeah, why not? One of the Achronim said it.
Oh, okay. You know, it could be you read the. You could be that's what the Rashling says up. The Rabbi may have read the Ram that way, and the depending how you read this, understand this Rash. Chazanish thinks that's impossible. The Rosh that's impossible. He thinks that's maybe also why he means the Rash. Otherwise, he thinks the Dion in the Rash is these payers which were nilkotim post Shvias, but before Mishasik Yotzeba, which are now Usr, including this Zera Svichim, can they become mutter later? Okay, so she says the Ram holds his mutter. Svichim is a Zera, it's a Zera though, it's a Zera Hashem Usr Zriya.
But then we're not, so once that concern, once we're out of Shvias, then we're not concerned.
No, but the same stuff. You were located them in Shvias.
So
it's like a knas, not a knas, but it's a prevention. It's like a shiasu.
They only needed to ask
make the shiasu
in order to prevent.
I mean, they say like they should ask you kind of far. Okay. I don't know if he says it's impossible.
Zero still applies to real Shvias. No, the next year, if you still have still something around
2022. Anyway, I don't want to spend too much more, I just want to, there's more. But in the, I'm not going to, well, if one Simon test of calling you Gimel through Zion, he goes through it. He claims, he thinks he's Mefurish Yerushalmi. He thinks he's Mefurish Yerushalmi. In the beginning of Sefkan Yud Gimel, it says, "Venira the bench also kiyotzva ugiya chana kavena dayim b'shuvar ubench shenil katu huchu veimem mishum esosvichim lo kedusha shvius." He's a pilpul. Then is there a din? What is together during this period of time before Shotzibo? Does it also have din hefker or not? Or does it only have din svich? He's trying to figure out is it going to have kedusha shvius for the gavi? Do you have din chayav mafker or not? He says maybe you don't. And then the paragraph masal laha. He thinks he has a raya from Yerushalmi.
Um,
And he thinks maybe that's it. Here he says, actually. Then maybe you can learn that from the Rambam, the Yerach Basa Lakita also. He's suggesting here that the Yerach Basa Lakita means it's Basa Lakita Binigeya that it will become Mutter Lachash Yasek Yerzibo. Right. Batsim it's Mutter. Echanami is to attack a new din that you have to, it stays Asr until Yerzibo, but that's like a superficial din, and once it disappears, it's Taka Mutter. If you all like the Rambam. And he says that's why we have all sorts of. He thinks that's why the tzliyas are so. It could be tola and bachir and afil. Which he thinks mishase a bachir. It could be it's mutter even the afil. It's not really a tzliya. He learns it like this. He learns that all these tzliyas are not really tzliyas because at this point we're concerned. I think we're learning for perish and milkut of shvius. That's Chazal made gzeira and mostly shvius because of they mixed up. But the zmanim mishase kiyotzeba. That he says is because at that point, the way he presents it is, he has a very interesting way of putting it.
Towards the beginning.
Where's the actual paragraph? Right? Yeah, the beginning, right? You saw that?
Yeah.
So he says. If once Hanukkah comes, he says, what's the heter of Hanukkah? Strange, it's a Hanukkah. What's up? It's a Hanukkah. It's magic. So he says, so that's what Pasuk Shulchan, they learn that way. He says, you can't start for Hanukkah. Of course, it's only Mishas Kyotzer. He says, no. Hanukkah, Hutra, Afkos, also Kyotzer, Kamoshka, Zarambam. So Husach, Daitem, Shal Brios, Mishvias. In Lochosh, Yatir, and Okatim, Mishvias. The whole point is, we're talking about the whole discussion in this whole Mishnah is these Yerakos, which are Nilkad and Shminis. That's the concept of Mishnah. Evadar, Nilkad and Shminis. Or Mistama, the Nilkad and Shminis. Enough you can assume the Nilkad and Shminis. Mimela, the Shaila, but there's still Asr up until Jasiotziba. Once Jasiotziba, then people are not thinking. They're holding in the next year already. Holding the next year, and he says, therefore, once you have Bachir, the Chiddush of Bachir is that even if I know Vadid is not from the Bachir, it doesn't matter. It's not clear that the Bachir becomes the Rove. Nah. But now we're already holding in the new season.
Psychological.
Right. The whole thing is how people perceive it.
That's answering my question about Kedusha.
So that's the answer to your question also.
Hush it, we don't have any.
That's the answer. I was going to say. That's the answer to his question. That Ru is asking that how can we tola and all these things? It sounds like Rash says, one, but it's tola or you have a roof. It sounds like you don't necessarily need a roof here. So, Bishlam is Svichim, Zerabon is good. But if Lakusha Shvias is Dereisus, so how can we just have these Tlias? So, the Fiyat, the Chazishan, if you learn the Rash, he's saying the Rash too, we're not discussing that question. The question is having a tliya that people will perceive the tliya on the new stuff in the nizra, in the new crop. Once you have tliya in the new crop, once the new crop is out around, so people bechlar on the mizach is the shvias. But again, we're not choshish. That's so choshish facts in the ground that there are peiros shenuk to the shvias around. It's true. The reason why they made this zera is because it matters things right away. So people can confuse in peiros shenuk to the shvias, not shenuk to the shvias. But the coolest that happened, the soif has man of this is not because that's when that chash ends necessarily. That's just the way the chaznish seems to be saying. Fine. I just did one thing, and then maybe we will two quick things. And we'll close. Number one, the chaznish thinks because it's the pshat, even though he says it. I mean, it's I guess it's mistim, one of these things. Mistim is a dorm. I don't cry against him. He has a choice maybe against. He has the malcha. He thinks we find this discussion by yarek, find this discussion by loaf. How about everything else? How about tfuah and kidneys and peiros? Would you say that until Shas Kiyotzei Bahem, you can't, you have Perish and Nechne to, you have Tfuah. You have Tfuah that was planted, that somehow started growing in Shvius, whatever, planted of Isser, planted out of Deinachri, whatever you want to say. It was Shvius. And it was Huva Shlish Motzei Shvius. And then it was Nilkat Motzei Shvius. Would you say you need Yasek Kiyotzei Bahem? Of Nizra, like his layer. So she says, no, rather not. The whole chash is we don't find such a thing. The chash is with the Yerakos, maybe because they're constantly being nilkat, because you find Lakita, and Lakita's less definable when it came from, you know, when Havash Lish is sort of seasonal. Lakita, as we said before, in the right, and Ashi Mashana points out, the Chanota was Meshlish, he didn't say Meshlish, it was Chanota. But Lakita is very harder to pin down. it's hard to pin down when it started, when the Lakita was. So these things is only a concern. We find the Shash by Urakus and things like that. Urakus, loaf, the forms of Urakus, that's all. I don't think there's any such is or otherwise. And the other thing is, scroll to the Tliya, Rav Kook. He firstly points out the Gron Shom Sal Yo says, you know what the Pshat, the reason why Yerik is Mutter Miyad? So why is Yerik Mutter Miyad? He says, Yerik is Mutter Miyad because you mean Nizra after Hashan and grow in a few days. So again, he's also clearly learning that we got to make sure you have of the things that are Nizra. But the cook here, I didn't think it was carefully enough, but he has in the Kuntras Achron, no, not Kuntras Achron, sorry, in the piece itself. He says explicitly that in Barulanu, why don't we learn Ashantali directly from regular? Oh, I mentioned the writer. Basically, he says that at one point he says we can be Tola. And he says, or Kakula and Rabolem. The Nirvam says that Amor Hulin and Svichim should the Rabban das Ruga Vasa, Shocham Makulam, Shasuk Yotem, Tom Gamkin, Samakam, Ophel, the MC, Sabachir, Avalin Hafkos, Gusha Shvias, Shumina Taira, Nir Shocham Acharov. So what we want to say, the cook points it out. Kamobachol Tara Kula, the Malcolm Shadav Masubak, the name we had to answer. But I should also, one thing I want to add, but if I ask attention to the Ravid, the Ravid seems to say, sorry, the Ravid says it's in the Kashan, he says.
I think just not sure after this discussion because we go by Rav of that and that.
The Ravid seems to think, and
no,
I.
No, the Rav Kook, I'm saying.
Right, no, Rav Kook just points out some of all these Kulas we have here. Are Lagabi, he doesn't say what I just said with the Chaznishas Mahalach exactly, but he says we're talking about a Tzir, we're dealing with the Chash Svichim. We're dealing with the Isser Svichim. Isser Svichim, we can be told, Echanami, Chash Kushish Peir Shir, not discussing. So that's Shal Derisis. We don't have the Tliya, we don't have a Rove being Mathir, or a little
but
bit of.
Rove,
no, I'm sure. Saying Misraba, the Rabbi. But Rove, he says you have to have Rove. Right, a Bacher and Ophiel, which he also acknowledges, just that the Mishnah sounds like, once you have Bacher, then everything's Mutter. But I should mention the Ravid is that the Ravid I think sounds like, and is there to check with more iron more. He understands the Rambam that Svichim become Mutter. Again, Chazanish read the Rambam, Chazanish thinks the Rambam was talking specifically about these Svichim which aren't really Svichim, the only Svichim because they look like Svichim, not really Svichim, then they become Mutter. But he says, Aval Svichim Acher Minayim Lo Shehel Heter. Ulai Kesha Amdu Bekarkav Rabbalav Chodesh Iker Sheheter Malas Iser Beroiv. Aval Zman Chanakam Ayin Lo. So this is Heter Malas Iker Beroiv. This comes from the Sugya of Perakvav Mishnah Gimel B'Tzalim, which is Sugya Nadarim discusses by Arichus. But again, the way, we're showing more on that tomorrow, that's not Amdu Bekarka, that's planted, took it out and put it back in. The Rav is Mash Meluch Oira, that when it comes to Isser Svichim, we follow Gidul. Period. So it sounds like from this Rav. Yes, you have to check whether that works out with everything, but which is certain Svaris grows in Shvias. So if you have something that in Svichim is not necessarily totally in Klishish Peir Shvias. Anyway, Svichim and Nesavi Tolan Klishish Peir Shvias. The Chazanish writes one place, you can maybe have Svichim, things that aren't Chazanish Klishish Peir Shvias for whatever reason. And you can have the other, certainly the other way you can have. Let's say, something like that, where if there's a concern, you might be Zareh. But the, I don't remember exactly what he says, take that back. So he sounds like he's saying it all depends on Gidl. And again, you have to learn through the Tosfos there in Tzachim and Aleph. This Yisod in general, by the way, I should mention, Rav Nissim Gaon has, that one of the Baal Teshuvos in that long Tosfos there in Tzachim and Aleph, has that Yisod, that's the thing that's Pshat in those Mishnayos, and there's a din of, wherever the Hezber is, but there's a din of Shviyash and Nichasu, the Shminas, Asher, 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 having this with Svichim. That Shita does appear in the Rishonim prayers there.
What you're saying, the Rambam
may have a different reason. Not, you have to look carefully at the reason, but he doesn't say. I don't think it says clearly. But in terms of the Ravid sounds like it's be'etzem adin of Gidul. Whatever this gadol in Shvius is bechol Yisro Svichim, and if a jotzim Shvius is going to be, then what the continued part that grows in Shvius is mutter, and then it's a question of bittul. That's what the Ravid seems like. Not again. Not that Svichim is totally on Lakita. Not that Svichim is totally on Gidul, on Roiv Gidul, you know, Gemara Gidul. It's not necessarily totally on Zman Tchil's Gidul either, but it's not actually when the Gidul took place. That's the Chorah, the Mashmah was derived. Yesh Laim B'Zeo. Okay.